do you feel about failure? Is it something that you're scared of or something that you embrace? It's Sue McLaughlin here. Welcome back to Stop Guessing, Start Testing. And you might find this hard to believe, but I am hoping that I fail really badly in 2026. I hope it is some kind of spectacular, disastrous failure. Everyone else is out there going, yeah, successful 2026. I want to win big and do everything perfectly. But the more I fail, the more I learn. And I really hope that you are going to be there to watch it. Because while success is awesome, I mean, I love success, I will admit, I love failure as well, because failure is feedback. Failure teaches you, honestly, so much more than success, because sometimes success is just pure blind luck. And if you launch something and it works really, really well, but you don't know why it works well, you might give yourself the high fives and you'll be feeling really, really good. But if you don't know why it worked, then you're not going to be able to do it again. So you might go to launch something else and it doesn't work. And then you feel like you are the problem, like you've done something wrong. When really, it's just that you might not know enough about what caused you to have the blinding success in the first place. So next year, I am aiming for failure. I am aiming to test every single thing that I'm doing in my business. Well, maybe not every single thing, but a heap of strategic key experiments. And the plans that I'm making for 2026 are revolved around experimentation, trying things, seeing what worked, seeing what didn't work, looking at the numbers, looking at the metrics, and then using that information to improve, tweak, change, and pivot so that I can see what is worth spending my time on. Like, I have a heap of ideas, and if you want to follow everything that you see on social media, every email that you get, like, it feels like there's a new idea of new strategy, new ways to do things, new type of product coming in all the time. Like, there is absolutely no shortage of ideas and ways to do things. And that is the challenge, because you can get so caught up in trying to pick the right thing to do, the right type of product, the right pricing, the right messaging, the right launch strategy, all of it. There's so many things where you're trying to pick, maybe do what someone else has done, but you never know if it's going to work until you actually do it, till you get some momentum and you put things into place. And what if you do it and it is a disaster? It doesn't work. No one signs up. You get no sales, or sales are really, really slow. That can actually teach you so much more than a huge success, because then you will want to dive in. You'll want to do a bit of a post-mortem. And sometimes you might, go into that place where you'll have all the emotional reactions. I totally understand that. My very first launch in 2019 of a membership product was what, you could call a disaster. It was a membership launch and I was so pumped. I spent thousands of dollars on ads. I'd spent months building this membership platform. I was convinced that this was the thing, and I launched it at Black Friday and I had three signups, and I spent days crying in bed after that. But that is because I didn't gather enough data first. I thought I had, but I hadn't really looked into what happens when you are trying to advertise on Black Friday to a brand new audience with a brand new offer. You are going to have really expensive ad costs and be drowned out. There's so many lessons, and I figured that out afterwards. At the time, I was pretty emotional, and when I did do some research into why people didn't buy, it was obvious people didn't understand quite what they were getting. I hadn't quite nailed the messaging. And so what I was able to do was tweak and change things. And if you don't go through that process, if you don't get something in motion and take some of your emotion and your kind of personal attachment out of things and look at it a little bit more logically, then you could miss the lessons. You could walk away from something. I have talked to so many course creators over the years who have abandoned really great courses or fantastic offers because they launched it in a very meek way And it didn't make them $10,000 overnight like they had been promised. They thought if they only had 7 people sign up when they had 100 people on their email list, that was some kind of failing on their part, like that it wasn't worth trying again, instead of looking at it as being, hey, the first launch is just the first launch. What happens when you take what you learned, tweak things, change, improve, and launch again, and then launch again, and then grow your audience more and dial your messaging in and understand why people bought and what the people who didn't buy, what were their objections, so that you can address all of that. There is so much to learn from failing. So I am really hoping to fail. I mean, I'm not going to try and fail, obviously. I don't think that's ever anyone's goal, but I'm just hoping that that is one of the outcomes of the 2026 experiment. I will be debriefing everything that I try, because I feel like there is so much rarity of the honest look at debriefs. I've seen a lot of debriefs in my time. Some are definitely better than others. And the ones that have been the least useful were basically the massive, like, I made $400,000 off this launch, you know, let me tell you what I did, or, you know, that I made $4 million last year, or some of the ones where I feel like the debrief was not designed for transparency, but more designed to put that creator in a really good light, so they could have a bit of a humble brag about what they did. And rarely they go into the details of what they did. They might share this amazing strategy, but they don't talk about the pitfalls. They'll rarely talk about how much time it took them to implement that strategy and the team resources that went alongside that, and will often gloss over some of the less flattering parts. And it is even rarer, I mean, I'm sure that it must exist, but it's very, very rare and uncommon to see people debriefing something that didn't work at all, because the creator may see that as embarrassing, or they might be a little bit ashamed that, you know, they're someone who sells, I don't know, how to sell courses, and then they had a course that didn't sell. And that's totally understandable, but I've kind of got this view that in 2026, I don't care. Not that I don't care. I want to have the failings, because I'm looking for learnings. I want to know what works and what doesn't. And right now I don't have as much confidence. I want to know if the fundamentals of online business, you know, the stock standard course sold with a webinar, you know, the most common strategy that existed years ago, but because it existed and it's still being used now because it works. And I want to know if that is still a really good fundamental, and whether you can launch using those fundamentals and then make tweaks and changes. I want to know what is working, and to find out what's working, that's also going to involve finding out what's not working. So I want to know why as well. Why did something work, or why did something not work? And I want to share it all with you. So some of the things that I'm going to try are very much going to put me outside of my comfort zone. I'm super curious to find out what happens in my giant year-long online course experiment, where I look at evergreen versus live launching, and self-study courses versus courses where there is some kind of live support component to go with it. And I'm going to be sharing the full breakdown, and hopefully the most interesting things for you, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be the most interesting for me, is when I do the debriefs of the disasters. As you know, that insight is worth so much more than a blueprint of someone else's success, where you don't know all of the factors that went making that a success for them. You don't know, or maybe even have access to, half of the resources that person had. So following this may give you some really cool insights for your own business. And hopefully it's going to inspire you to be more experimental as well, to be less attached to the outcome and more interested in testing things, which can just really change your mindset and give you a beautiful, positive approach for the year. Because if you can't fail and you can only learn, then it's going to make you so much more open to trying things. And hopefully when you try things out and you learn what does work, and that is going to be different for everyone, because what works is such a subjective concept. So when you work out what works for you, then that's going to allow you to spend more time on the what works for you and maybe ditch some of the things that have been stealing all your energy and attention and have more time for the things that are going to help you have a more successful business in 2026. The 2026 experiment, where all of this is happening, is open now. It is available and it's going to be open all throughout 2026. But if you are very lucky and you are listening to this in December before the 1st of January, you'll still be able to get in on early access with a very special discount. And if not, you can come and jump in anytime. Everyone who joins will get access to all of the debriefs, and there'll be a private podcast of those debriefs as well. So even if you just got the debriefs, it's going to be incredible value. And if you want, you can take part in the ongoing live commentary, kind of live journaling of me working through the experiments, that sort of day-to-day minutiae of it, which sometimes may have the biggest lessons. And maybe you just want to follow the experiments that are most interesting to you and leave some of the rest of them. It's the beautiful thing about this. You can take as much as you want and there will never be anything to fall behind on, because the debriefs are going to be there for when you want them, when you need them, and any other participation is just up to you. Like, whatever is going to work best for the season that you're in. Maybe you'll pay more attention to an experiment that you want to try yourself, and maybe you'll get some inspo and you'll use the same experiment that I'm doing in your business and see how that works for you. I'm super, super excited to be leading this community of experimenters and people who want to find the results of experimenting and just having a whole lot of fun inside the 2026 experiment. So if you want to join me, go to theunicornadvisory.com/2026 and get the breakdown of my disasters, my flops, hopefully giant successes as well. And let's learn from it. Let's make 2026 the year of experiments.